The classic two-story schoolhouse is only the second oldest building in the tiny town of Bodega, but it's easily the most famous. More than 50 years after it was featured in Hitchcock's 1962 film, the local landmark continues to attract curious fans.
That's not so bad, actually. There's a locked gate around the perimeter of the property now. There didn't used to be, but around 1985, we put a fence around the building.
But every now and then, owner and resident Leah Taylor opens the gate and leads small group tours up the high stairs into a well-preserved classroom.
The room we're in now is part of the room that you saw in the movie, and you can still see the original slate chalkboards.
There are a couple of desks in one corner and some other artifacts from the room's educational past, but the walls of the high-ceilinged former classroom are now covered with posters, paintings, and photographs that mostly reference the school's brief cinematic showcase. One unusual aspect of the building's history, though, lies hidden within the walls themselves.
It's made of what they called virgin heart redwood, which means not previously cut, and is generally at least 1,000 years old. At the time the building was built, Bodega had 5 functioning sawmills that were logging out the old growth redwoods in the area.
That's a rarity today, and there was a brief time when a speculator sought to purchase the school and dismantle it just to reclaim the lumber it was made of. But Taylor says those materials were just a basic part of the building's origins.
Built in 1873 on land that was donated by Sheriff Samuel Potter, used for classes until 1961. There were 8 grades here, 2 large classrooms downstairs. Most of the time there was 1 teacher. Potter School was built and paid for by the local community, and the cost of the building in 1873 was $6,000.
But for Taylor, it has also mostly been home.
My parents bought the building in July of 1966. Been in the family since then. I have lived here with my family for the last 22 years, and off and on previous to that. And my mother and father lived here for a period of time in the 70s.
And along the way, the lower floor has also been home to various family enterprises.
My mother and father started out in 1968 with an art gallery in the 2 large rooms downstairs. And from about 1978 until 1987, there was a restaurant in the main classroom that you see in the movie. And then from 87 until about 93, there was a 4-bedroom bed and breakfast downstairs. And now we have a family area in one of them, and the others serve as guest rooms and bedrooms for us.
So tours, such as the 3 that Taylor will lead on Saturday, are relatively rare. Most of the time, she, her husband, and their son live there quietly, enjoying the benefits of an old and unique home.
The history, the space, the light, the views.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.